Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, Team No Tea, and welcome back to Unwrapped. It has been a minute since I've been over here on the podcast side. I had been dealing with a little bit of the COVID, a little bit of the whatever comes after COVID. It was some other bug, and also a little bit of the blahs. So I'm sorry for not being here, but I'm here today. So what I jumped on very quickly to roughly talk about, and I mean rough, I don't have anything really prepared, is the behavior of the American fans at this year's Ryder Cup. Now look, you all know, or you should know, that I am a fan of the more raucous sports, sports where crowd noise is a feature, not a bug. The idea of playing basketball or going to a football game would be to be noisy. It's almost like having an extra player when the crowd is noisy and raucous. But there is a line that should never, ever be crossed. And we are seeing this line being crossed more and more over the weeks since the NFL season started. The WNBA season has been going through its share of disrespectful guests in the house of these players, and now we're seeing it on the fairway. A crowd behavior at this Ryder Cup has gotten wild. It has crossed the line from rowdy fan support into flat-out disrespect and hostility, especially targeting Team Europe's Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. Again, I'm not going to pretend to know anything about the sport of golf, except for it's usually very quiet while the players are sizing up their swing and then they're making their swing. And also, there seems to have been just an air of decorum about golf that you have to respect. But this weekend saw a serious escalation in heckling, ranging from ugly taunts about family and body, and then also going all the way up to fans yelling profanities right as the players prepared their shots. The environment has forced additional police and security to the course, with several spectators ejected, ongoing warnings displayed across video boards to try to rein in the fans. Now, the reports are highlighting fans hurling the F word at Rory McIlroy, sometimes right as he's about to swing, and then also bombarding Shane Lowry with horrible jokes about his weight, which, by the way, Shane Lowry is just a big old solid man. Shane Lowry is fine with me. My European friends, Shane Lowry is fine with me. But anyway, at one point during all of this heckling, Lowry nearly confronted a fan in the crowd before he had to be held back by his caddy. And McIlroy, he was like, "I'm not going to putt until they shut up." He made clear he just wanted basic respect. Basic respect during play. McIlroy and others said they expect the noise. They expect the rivalry. But constant interruptions, especially ones that cross into personal insults, those things have become too much. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Now, due to these repeated incidents, tournament officials brought in more security and state police to line the fairways and green areas where things were the most heated. The PGA of America confirmed these measures and said they would continue monitoring fan behavior, warning anyone found crossing the line would be removed. Several fans have already been ejected for their behavior and their abusive conduct, which has been what they consider an unusual step for what's supposed to be one of golf's most prestigious events. So this course, Bethpage Black, I hope I'm saying it correct. If I'm not a golf fan, so charge it to the head and not the heart. But this course in New York has always had a reputation for rowdiness, especially with a crowd that's going to bring the full New York in energy to this international event. But even people who have covered this event for years, veteran commentators, former players, are saying things this year have gotten ugly and absolutely ridiculous as this tension has been mixed with disappointment, with Team USA also losing right now, and the aftermath of a full day of drinking to create a very hostile vibe. The European squad reported that some families chose not to travel, preferring to avoid the risk of abuse from the fans. So as of late today, which is Saturday, September 27th, as of late today, security remains high. Both physical and digital warnings issued. Marshals are continuing to cool down the crowd. Players and match officials, including Team USA's Justin Thomas, have started to take a bigger role in crowd control. Many believe the culture of the Ryder Cup needs to step back from these unsavory extremes and restore the respect that's supposed to define the sport. But no matter how rough this crowd has been, Team Europe has not let up. It is continuing to build their lead on a course meant to be a fortress for Team USA. So even in the face of chaos, McIlroy stuck a clutch shot to seal the match, reminding everyone why the game is bigger than the noise. So why am I talking about this? Because I believe that in all of the sports that I've already mentioned, the NFL, the WNBA, and now golf, and we saw some of it in the American Open as well, in tennis, fan entitlement and the state of U.S. politics and all of its volatility both play a real part in what's happening in these sports right now. Specifically, let's talk about the Ryder Cup. This year's cup landed right in the middle of this hyper-partisan atmosphere, with the crowd showing a strong pro-Trump, hyper-patriotic energy. This is not cute. This is not cute, you guys. There's little question. The feverish nationalism and resentment stoked by current politics is feeding into aggression, boundary-crossing behavior from fans at the Ryder Cup. There is a trend of American spectators feeling entitled to make the event uncomfortable for visiting Europeans. They feel entitled to abuse these players who have come over here out of a love of competition and a love of the sport. They are encouraged, these fans, by a kind of my team is right, so anything goes vibe. Traditional etiquette in golf is being pushed aside, not just because the crowd wants to see their side win, but because there's a sense that showing out, being loud, being brash, being even disrespectful is almost an expectation, especially in New York. Former players, media are on social media and on other outlets openly calling out the sense of fans feeling licensed to act up. Support it by partisan cheers, supported by social media, supported by the President of the United States. Because, see, the presence of Donald Trump, along with local political figures, has heightened this atmosphere. These people are showing out. They believe that in order to signal their allegiance, their level of patriotism, their support of MAGA and Donald Trump, that they have to be bad. The crowd has leaned heavily towards Donald Trump, booing New York's Democratic governor, rallying for the president with USA chants and a pointed, sometimes hostile energy toward anybody they perceive as an outsider. Now, this is happening against a backdrop of political tension. We got Trump seeking revenge against his rivals, shaping the emotional currents in the crowd and funding a us versus them type of mentality. So commentators have noted that political polarization and entitlement are feeding this kind of tribal atmosphere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I used to talk about it. I called it toxic tribalism when I talked about certain fan bases of movies and fandoms. And again, sports team. There is being a fan. There's being a super fan. And then there's toxicity. This behavior borders on toxicity. In fact, it doesn't border. It lives right in toxicity. Winning at all costs bleeds over into personal attacks on the family, the appearance, and disrespecting these athletes. I see it more, of course, in the WNBA because I'm an avid fan. And right now I like to say go Aces, go Mercury. I don't have a dog in the fight after that. I'd like to see them bump heads in the finals, but I digress. Just a week or so ago, I believe it might have been maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, there was an athlete, Alicia Gray. She is a guard, one of the top players in the WNBA. And they went into what many people consider one of the more hostile environments in the WNBA as far as being an away team, going into somebody else's gym and competing. They went to Indiana. Number one is where I'm from. But number two, they had also, they're tearing it up in the playoffs right now. And since the introduction of one Caitlin Clark in Indiana, things have gotten tense, and it's through no fault of Caitlin's own. But the gym has become a hostile environment, and we saw a reaction from Alicia Gray that I've never seen from this woman. From college up until now, I have never seen her react to being heckled by a fan the way that I saw her react in that last game. And look, I don't know what was said to her, but there has been a lot of complaints from the ladies in the WNBA about the fans and how the fans are making disparaging comments. The fans are making sometimes racist comments. And then you had a period of time where fans were throwing freaking dildos on the court while these women were playing. Disregarding the fact that if they threw it at just the right time and somebody slipped on it, It could end their season. It could end their career. People have taken to doing some ugly, ugly things in the name of toxic tribalism and in the name, I believe, of MAGA. The lines between passionate support and outright hostility have blurred, making it harder for officials to enforce their rules or standards of respect. Because one thing's for sure and two things for certain. All of these sports exist to make somebody money. All of these leagues exist to make someone money. The last thing they want to do is alienate a group of people, a group of people who will spend money to see their favorite sport. So they allow these people to get away with things that once upon a time would have been taboo. And we should not be going back to the place where taboo things are not taboo. So I wanted to jump on and just share this because I did not want to sit in front of the camera again. I am not camera ready. But if the Ryder Cup, which is, again, I don't know anything about golf, don't know how it's scored, none of that. I do know that it is generally a respectful kind of prestigious sport. The Ryder Cup, though, it's reflecting a larger national mood. Rowdy, divided, charged with political undertones, almost to the point where they're overtones. So it's not just about golf. It's about the state of American culture, sport, and the undemocratic behavior of this faction of Americans on full display. Now, before I get out of here, I have just some parting thoughts, I guess, and also an announcement. So if you get this far into this episode, you are a real one. So I want you to know what else I'm working on. And we got to get out of these echo chambers, y'all. And look, I know I live in some echo chambers. This echo chamber effect is taking us to a uncivilized era in American history. It means that by the time these fans arrive to a sporting event or any type of event in person, they have already been amped up by online debates, influencer hype. They are primed for confrontation, and that could be us too. We could find ourselves less likely to self-regulate and more likely to escalate situations that are more of a molehill than a mountain. So again, going back to the Ryder Cup, the rowdy crowd this year is not just a product of New York energy. It is not just passionate fans. It is rooted in digital tribalism that spills over into physical reality. So the aggression at major sports events is not an accident. It's fueled by social media echo chambers. It's fueled by a toxic administration that is running this country. And it's fueled by our inability to choose not to participate in foolishness. You know, those people who are out showing their entire asses at the Ryder Cup, they are being pushed to do that. They are being rewarded for extreme behavior. You know, encouraging a healthy rivalry is one thing, but they offer little space for cooling down or for mutual respect. This is a disrespectful administration and a disrespectful group of supporters. Now, if you like movies and TV, books, who doesn't, right? If you like that and you like my kind of political commentary, I have started a new podcast called Culture First, Democracy Always. It is going to drop on October 2nd of this here year. So on October 2nd, you can get the first 3 episodes of Culture First, Democracy Always. It is where I am intersecting, basically, pop culture, politics, and again, common sense. And I'm doing it through, however, character studies or studies of a different movie or TV series or episode. And I try to make it a little more fun because there are lessons to be learned about democracy, about politics, about just being a good human. There are lessons to be learned everywhere. And one of my uncanny talents is watching a show. And after I sit down and think about it a little while, I'm like, you know, this show spoke a lot about this or that. You know, for instance, this is a spoiler because one of the episodes coming up is about the Hunger Games and how our reality is starting to look more and more like the Hunger Games. So if you think you like that type of content, go ahead and subscribe to that podcast because I keep saying October 2nd. Forget every time I say it October 2nd. It's October 1st. On October 1st, the first three episodes drop. After that, every Wednesday, a new episode will be available. And I hope you guys will give me reviews and all of that good stuff. I have enjoyed venting a bit here because this was, again, a very unprepared comments that I'm making. But I thought it is important to talk about this while it is fresh on my mind and not try to wait until I've written things down, you know. Anywho, I hope you've enjoyed this conversation, and I enjoy bringing you some knowledge because I don't spill tea. Y'all know I don't do tea because you deserve so much more than just tea. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.